Well, the media wants you to get a new COVID vaccine. Here is the Associated Press telling you that it's time you got to do it because they want you to. This is the most propaganda headline I've ever seen. It's time to roll up your sleeves for a new COVID flu shot. Okay.
A combo.
Yeah. Has it been approved with clinical trials? No. Does it address the most recent variant? No. Does it prevent hospitalization or death? They never tested for that, so they can't say so. They just want you to get it. This is the utter propaganda I cannot abide. Here they say everybody should get the vaccine. They literally are saying babies from 6 months and up should get the vaccine. And they say that the vaccines are reformulated annually to get to target newer strains. Now, we've shown you this before. This is the most recent data from the CDC showing that hospitalization rates are significantly down. The blue line you see here for hospitalization rates are people 65 and under. Anyone under that age group has very nominal levels of hospitalization for COVID-19 or with COVID-19. So hardly that's a concern. Same data exists for infection rates and deaths. Now, the Associated Press also says that this updated vaccine addresses the same. They're calling it a family tree as the current dominant variant. Here it says, you know, you got to get this one because it addresses the new coronavirus family tree. Well, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine that they're asking you to get was made for the Omicron variant KP.2, but that variant is hardly in circulation right now. Take a look at the current trends from this week showing that less than 3% of COVID diagnoses are this variant. That's the really, really light blue. In fact, the dominant variant is KP.3.1.1, which the CDC says no longer causes severe disease. This is from the horse's mouth, says COVID-19 no longer causes severe illness. So, okay, why do you need a vaccine then? Well, the AP gives us the old grandma story. This CDC spokesperson here says, well, yeah, it doesn't prevent infection, but those infections are going to be less severe. I'd rather have my grandma or my great grandma have a sniffle than go to the emergency room on Thanksgiving. But nowhere in this story does it tell you that the vaccine did not go through clinical trials, because it didn't. The approval, in fact, was based on the first COVID vaccine trials, which the FDA says, that's good enough. We'll take your work. Like, that's basically telling my son, we'll take your math tests from last year. Totally fine. You don't have to test for math in your freshman year.
And even if it did, let's say it did go through the trials, it said right in that first document you showed that it's going to be reformulated every year with no approval on the reformulation. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's like a new Pepsi flavor. Hey, now it's no cherry.
Right.
Also, the clinical trials we do have never tested for hospitalization, infection rates, or death. They only tested for symptoms within a few weeks of getting the shot. So we cannot say that grandma would not go to the hospital because those trials never tested for hospitalization. So they are feeding you a line of bullcrap. You can decide if you want to take that or not. That grandma bit is totally misleading. But the AP doesn't care at all about that. They don't challenge the facts. They don't give you these data points that I've just given you. They think the challenge here is for Big Pharma. Here they say, here's the challenge. The challenge is just getting you to take it, getting Americans to roll up your sleeve. They're saying last year, 45% fewer adults got the flu vaccine because we think and don't trust you anymore. And even fewer, 23%, got the COVID shot. And they think that number will reduce again this year because they're liars, because they're not giving us proper data, because everything they say is a manipulation. So that's misinformation that they gave you right there. I just gave you real information. You do with that what you want. But again, they show their cards that the real problem is Big Pharma's profit, not your exposure to COVID. We want to tell you about our friends over at The Wellness Company because they have developed a kids emergency kit. So to all our parents and grandparents out there who've purchased an emergency kit to keep yourself out of urgent care or the hospital, well, The Wellness Company has launched a kids emergency kit too, also with an EpiPen. You asked and they delivered just in time for back to school. So whether you have in your house, strep throat, lice, the flu, ear infection, you know, all of this unexpected stuff that comes with being a parent. parent and stresses you out? Well, it's a helpless feeling when you can't help your child and you may not have access to a hospital or a clinic that can. Well, you can no longer rely on these people as gatekeepers as we are staring down the barrel of a global World War III gun right now. So protect yourself with the Kids Emergency Kit. It has a 40-page guidebook. It's like having an expert by your side, getting you step-by-step directions even when the doctor's office is closed. And in fact, we did have strep in our house once, or a staph infection rather, when a hurricane was barreling down and all the doctor's offices were closed. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
That was terrifying. And so had we had an antibiotic to stop that infection, we had to drive miles and miles in order to find a doctor that would prescribe something to help our son with this when he was a baby. So I know this very well. And it's a purchase that helps not just peace of mind, but also it's just incredibly practical. So look for yourself at twc.health/redacted. You'll find all of the emergency kits there, especially this kids emergency kit. Use the promo code redacted and you'll save $40 at checkout. So again, it's twc.health/redacted. Use the code redacted and you'll save $40 at checkout.